Let me have your attention for a moment, because you're talking about what? You're talking about bitching about that quarterback you missed. Some son of a bitch don't want to play on the franchise tag. Some linebacker don't want to play in the 3-4. Some AFC West rival you're trying to screw, so forth. Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm fucking with you? I am not fucking with you. I'm here from Dove Valley. I'm here from Pat Bowlen. And I'm here on a mission of mercy. Your name's Elway?
Yeah.
You call yourself a GM, you son of a bitch?
I don't gotta listen to this shit.
You certainly don't, pal, because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you got all you got just 1 week to regain your job, starting with tonight, starting with tonight's visit. Oh, have I got your attention now? Good, because we're adding a little something to this month's free agency signings. As you all know, first prize is Antonio Brown, Mr. Big Chest. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is Kelvin Benjamin. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now? You got leads. Bowlen paid good money. Get their names and sign them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak? The fucking leads are weak? You're weak. I've been in this sport 45 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a used Chevrolet to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. And your name is your wanting. You can't play in the man's game. You can't sign them. And go home and tell your wife your troubles. Because only one thing counts in this line. Life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. You hear me, you fucking maggots? A, B, C. A, always. B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. A, I, D, A. Attention, interest, decision, action. Attention, do I have your attention? Interest, are you interested? I know you are, because it's fuck or walk. You close or you hit the bricks. Decision, have you made your decision for Landon Collins? And action. AIDA, get out there. You got the free agents coming in. You think they came in to get out of the rain? A player don't walk in the building lest he wants to sign. They're sitting out there waiting to win you games. Are you going to take it? Are you man enough to take it? What's the problem, pal?
You, boss, you're such a hero. You're so rich. How come you're coming down here and wasting your time with such a bunch of bums?
You see this ring? You see this ring?
Yeah, clearly.
I got this I got this off-season championship ring when I extended Khalil Mack last year. I made $970,000 last year. How much you make? You see, pal, that's who I am, and you're nothing. Nice guy? I don't give a shit. Good father? Fuck you. Go home and send your kids to Arizona State. You want to work here? Sign. You think this is abuse? You think this is abuse, you cocksucker? You can't take this? How can you take the abuse you get on a negotiation? If you don't like it, leave. I can go out there tonight, the materials you got, sign myself 3 Pro Bowlers. Tonight, in 2 hours. Can you? Can you? Go and do likewise. AIDA. Get mad, you son of a bitch. Get mad. You know what it takes to sign free agents? It takes brass balls to sign free agents. Go and do likewise, gents. The money's out there. You pick it up, it's yours. You don't, I got no sympathy for you. You want to go out on those free agent visits tonight and close? Close. It's yours. If not, you're going to be shining my shoes. And you know what you'll be saying? Bunch of losers sitting around in a bar. Oh, yeah. I used to be a general manager. It's a tough racket. These are the new leads. These are the CJ Mosley leads. And to you, they're gold. And you don't get them. Why? Because to give them to you is just throwing them away. They're for closers. I'd wish you good luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it. And to answer your question, pal, why am I here? I came here because the Bullens asked me to. They asked me for a favor. I said the real favor, follow my advice and fire your fucking ass because a loser is a loser. And scene.
Welcome to the That's Good Sports podcast. I'm Brandon Perna. That was Will Keys doing his best Alec Baldwin from
Glengarry Glenn Elway.
God damn it! from that play / movie, mostly yep. Just the movie scene that you probably know. It is free agency. We are returning. We have been off for 3 weeks here. Beautiful, glorious weeks, which feels like an eternity ago, doesn't it, Will?
I would say so. Yeah, a lot's happened. We've had the Flacco signing, the NFL Combine, other stuff that I can't think of. Yeah,
basically
3 weeks.
Basically, something new with Antonio Brown every single day for the last 21 days or however long it's been. Yep. So yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. Starting with the Broncos, they officially released Darian Stewart. We'll get into more of the free agents, where they might go, and just some general football news. But we'll start with Darian Stewart being released. He was kind of waiting in limbo. I think he made some comment on Twitter, like, just tell me what the fuck you're going to do with me. And so the Broncos released him today, which is not necessarily a surprise, but he's gone. TJ Ward's gone. Aqib Talib's gone. Basically, everybody in that secondary who helped the Broncos win Super Bowl 50. And now the question is, are the Broncos going to try and pursue a safety in free agency or just corner? Or which of these players are they going to draft? A lot to try to figure out, I guess, from this point.
Yeah, well, the good news is you're fired. No, the good news is that if you're looking for a safety, this would be the free agency class to get one. Because yeah,
there's like 100 safeties available.
Right. Yeah, no, this is like the year, maybe starting last year too. But it feels like now GMs have decided that safety is just not an important position whatsoever.
Yeah, safety's the new running back, basically.
Right, yeah. And there are guys like Earl Thomas asking for $15 million, and people are just like, that's it. There are just too many good safeties out there, apparently. Either that or there's too many good safeties, or the people have decided, which would be weird, I think, in a like league that's obviously skewing towards the pass more, that safety is not important because, and I'd argue that it's pretty important, very important in a division like the AFC West where you have Phillip Rivers and Patrick Mahomes to defend four times every year. But there's guys like Tyrann Mathieu. Obviously, the Giants are letting Landon Collins walk, which feels like maybe a little bit of a head-scratcher. You've got Earl Thomas, who I mentioned earlier, who's probably – you know, he's 30 years old and asking for too much money, so a perfect fit for the Cowboys. And then Adrian Amos, who seems like the most likely target, obviously because he played with Vic Fangio in Chicago. And he won't be the most expensive guy on the market. That'll probably go to Landon Collins, I would assume.
Yeah, I think Landon Collins will command the most money. Basically, I don't know how this is possible, but there are more free agent safeties available than there are safeties positions in the NFL.
It really doesn't make sense. Oh, and we should mention Eric Weddle, too.
Yeah, Eric Weddle, got released by the Ravens.
Yeah. That was strange, too, because it looked like at the beginning of the year, last season, especially after that Bengals game, which I think was week two or three, on Thursday Night Football, he just got torched by AJ Green a couple of times. And you're like, this guy might be too old right now. And then he put together a really good season. But I think the Ravens clearly are overhauling their defense because they've got guys like Za'Darius Smith's a free agent, guy who had 8.5 sacks last year, CJ Mosley, who's the heart of their defense, who it doesn't look like they're going to sign him. It looks like he's going to hit the market, and then Weddle too. So,
yeah, it's crazy because and the Ravens defense was really good last year with all of those guys. So,
and I think this is the first year that Ozzie Newsome's out as GM too. He retired.
Yeah, that's right.
So maybe a new approach up in Baltimore.
Yeah, probably going to take a shittier approach now that he's gone.
Yeah, don't keep your good players. I don't know.
Who are all these guys that were – I mean, they've got to bank on the fact that they can replace some of these guys through the draft.
Yeah.
They still might sign some of them once free agency starts. It just – I don't know, man.
Yeah, I bet they get – they probably will end up getting one of either – Smith or Mosley.
Yeah, I would imagine they would make one of those guys a priority. Weddle, I feel like we'll end up back in California. Maybe with the Chargers, maybe with the Rams.
Let me think. That's two. I don't think he's going back to the Chargers. I think that bridge has been burned.
You think?
I think it might have been.
Well, then I think he should go to the Rams. And
although it is a new coach with I don't think it's a new GM, though.
No. Well, the old Spanos died, right? The
it's
owner.
True. Yeah.
So I don't even know who the Chargers GM is.
Tom Telesco.
Yeah, I don't care either.
Who gives a fuck?
Like, who cares about GM?
Nobody. Yeah, nobody's adapting screenplays to talk about him. To talk about Tom Telesco. They only do that about John Elway and probably Jerry Jones.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Robert Kraft, too, although he's not a GM. That's another thing we missed.
Oh, yeah. We missed the whole Robert Kraft thing.
That was the real tragedy when we decided to take a break, is like we missed that absolute gold mine. Although we did get a good video off, I thought.
Of Kraft?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we handled that pretty good. I guess it came out that Kraft did not receive hand pleasure and oral pleasure from any sex slaves, that the women he did it with actually wanted to work there, is the way I heard it spun in one report, that the women he was with, one was like maybe the owner, the manager of the spa, so just the lady who managed all the sex slaves, and then another girl who...
So the slaver, yeah.
Yeah. And the other girl who just like had a masseuse license but just worked there or something. So it'll be interesting to see, like...
Cody, you don't need a license to jack off Robert Kraft.
No. Tom Brady's been doing it for years.
Nor would you want one. Yeah. Ooh, completely unregistered.
Boom.
And under the table, just like how Robert Kraft pays him.
Yeah. And then it came out that he went there the morning before the AFC Championship game.
Okay, that's the one part I understand. Like, he was stressed, obviously. It was a big game coming up.
Yeah, but
I think it's the perfect time to do it.
That was in Florida. Wait, he'd go there and then he flew into Kansas City.
You're a billionaire. Sure, why not?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey! Get out of there.
You talking to your wife again?
No, that would be rude. Well, I'm talking to the damn cats. They're scratching shit for no reason.
So anyway, Darian Stewart's released.
And he never, from what I know, paid for sex with any sex slaves.
Nope.
So that shouldn't hurt his value on the free agency market.
Yeah.
But, okay.
I don't know if he has any value, unfortunately, anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it sucks because I really like Darian Stewart, and he was such a key signing to help the Broncos defense win Super Bowl 50. But last year, and this is what sucks, because like how many of the issues we saw with the Broncos, specifically in the secondary last year, are can you put on like Joe Woods? I think with Stewart, the one thing you saw him do was miss a lot of tackles, which was odd for him. Justin Simmons seemed out of place quite a bit. So I think maybe there's hope that Fangio will utilize a guy like Justin Simmons better. Will Parks was actually pretty decent, so I'm sure he'll be used quite a bit. Bradley Roby may be gone in free agency. Tremaine Brock should be gone. Isaac Yiadom was playing through a shoulder injury. He had shoulder surgery. So maybe Yiadom improves, but the Broncos definitely need a corner. I think free agency and the draft, I would like to see. And then safety, though, there's a, like, Jamal Carter should be back. You've got Shamarco Thomas. Dimonte Thomas is some sort of – he's an ERFA, an E-restricted free agent, whatever the fuck that means again. And you have Sua Craven. So there's a lot of safeties on the team.
Do they have Sua Cravens? Does anybody have Sua Cravens?
That, who knows?
It's hard to say. He's
a ghost.
Even when he was playing, it was basically 10 minutes. I couldn't see him. The thing with Darian Sorton, yeah, he was incredible for, I think, probably 2 years. And then, I don't know, I think part of 2017 at least at times. But people got this narrative last year, and I think a lot of it was like just seeing him get torched by Juju Smith-Schuster on that, whatever, 97-yard touchdown pass, which is fair. But, like, people see you make, like, a bad play in the secondary, and then you get that tag that you're washed up. And then regardless of what you do, because a lot of safety play is invisible and they don't see the good plays that you make.
Sua Cravens is better than you give him credit for, Will.
No, he's actually invisible. yeah, but unless you're, like, forcing turnovers or picking off passes or whatever – people aren't going to notice the plus things that you do. People are only going to notice when you're 3 yards away from a receiver who catches a pass.
Right. Or lighting up dudes in the box.
Yes. Yeah. No. Like the TJ Ward style of play. But yeah, once people, you know, give that tag to you, like, it's really hard to fight it off. And that was kind of, people decided halfway through the season that he was finished. Turns out that the Broncos agreed, at least to, you know, the extent that they didn't want to pay him. Because they extended him back in 2016.
Yeah.
In the middle of the season. I don't know. It's time. Probably time. This is going to be his 10th year in the season.
Yeah, no, he's been around a while.
Yeah. He's had a good career.
Hit last year, noticeably, Darian Stewart and Bradley Roby missed a lot of tackles. That turned into huge plays. It wasn't like a missed tackle that was picked up by, you know, the next guy behind him. It was like a missed tackle, and then whoever that was went for 30 or 40 more yards. So I remember, you know, a lot of those plays by either one of those guys. And Darian Stewart, because of his age, he might be just, you know, declining. Bradley Roby, I feel like, just is better suited to be a nickel corner and not your outside guy. And I think you have to figure out, I think it'll be interesting to see if the Broncos try to retain him. It doesn't look like they will, but if they do, you have to believe that Fangio believes that putting him back in the nickel and then finding another corner, they'll be, you know, kind of all right at the position. But again, like, I don't know. I don't – you and I don't fucking know enough about football to really say, but just based on what we watched last season and
– yeah, I mean, we're not breaking down the All-22.
No.
Like, you know.
We're rewatching Breaking Bad, and you're watching Mad Men, so.
I'm finished Mad Men, thank you.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, I know.
You were just like in season 3 a week ago.
It took me 2 weeks.
It's a good show.
It took me like 13 days.
Not bad. Not bad.
13 episodes, 7 seasons. Don't do the math. That's going to make me look bad. So we should mention, though, that pretty much everybody in that secondary is bad last year, aside from Chris Harris.
Yeah.
And then even Chris Harris got injured. So
yeah, he broke his leg, but he'll be back. So we talked about Adrian Amos and Bryce Callahan, or maybe we didn't. I just made a video about these guys. Everything's running together for me right now. But those are two Chicago Bears players who might come over. I really like Bryce Callahan because I think he's similar to Chris Harris Jr. in that He can play outside or in the slot. He's kind of a versatile corner. And I think if you have two guys like that, it gives you a lot of options in how you play in the secondary or want to try to disguise defenses. So out of those two, maybe I would lean towards Bryce Callahan. I just don't know what the need is for safety. What if Justin Simmons will be strong safety again or utilize like a free safety. So that's why I say Bryce Callahan. Yep. And obviously it's just because he played for Fangio, and I have no idea if the Broncos will even be able to afford any of these fucking free agents, because right now with Joe Flacco and Case Keenum, they'll only have $15 million in cap space. So
I would imagine
that out first. Yeah. You got to figure out Case Keenum's salary.
You got to swing a deal for Keenum. No, it seemed like a weird choice to acquire Flacco before you knew what you were doing with Keenum. But then again, maybe they do know what they're doing. Time will tell. But yeah, they clearly need a cornerback, but it's a convenient time to have a need for cornerback because there's a couple good cornerbacks at 10 where they're picking in the draft.
Right.
You could go after DeAndre Baker out of Georgia, or you could go after Greedy Williams from LSU. I'm assuming you like Greedy Williams because of the name, though.
Based on the name of alone, yes. And I've heard his name before. So I always like things that I've heard before.
Yeah.
Like, if it's something I've never heard, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yes.
Why should I care? But Greedy Williams is a name I've heard. But I've also heard maybe not the best tackling corner, which Vic Fangio has said his number one non-negotiable trait for defensive players is they have to be great tacklers.
So, well, you know who didn't like to tackle either? Deion Sanders.
Is Greedy Williams that good? Are you saying Greedy Williams is better than Deion Sanders?
You know who else doesn't like to tackle wide receivers? You and me. That's you right. know who else doesn't like to tackle wide receivers? Deion Sanders. Henceforth, you and I have something in common with Deion Sanders.
You know who else didn't go to business school? Ron James. Ron?
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant.
Tracy McGrady,
that's right.
Okay. So, yeah, they have the 10th pick of the draft still. They have not moved up, nor have they moved down. What do you think is more likely, though? Keeping the pick, moving up, moving down, which one?
I think they probably just stay where they're at.
Let me lay out the scenario. They move up. At least five picks. Who do you want them to take? Who do you think they're going after, and who do you want?
I don't know.
Give me a name you've heard before.
Kyler Murray.
No.
I know Kyler Murray, and I know Nick Bosa, and I know Devin White. If they move up to five, give me Devin White.
You feel like Kyler Murray kind of betrayed you? When they got his measurements at the combine.
When Kyler Murray turned out to be 5'10", nobody was more pissed off about that than me.
By the way, not a chance. We're going to talk about this later, but not a chance he's actually 5'10" and an eighth of an inch.
Oh, yeah. There are reports that they fudged his numbers at the combine for his height.
Interesting source, or whoever got fed those reports. We'll talk about that later. So we just saw a lot of the combine. I think all of the combine, actually. I mostly watched the quarterbacks and the wide receivers and the running backs. That's all I really cared about. But there's probably two quarterbacks in play at 10. I think Haskins will go to the Giants. And I think Murray's kind of a wild card. I think he'll go before the Broncos. I don't think the Broncos will be particularly interested. There's reports LA, now.
Elway basically shit on that notion.
Yeah.
Shitting on short people. He's the shortest.
He didn't even need to say anything. It's pretty much implied by his history with quarterbacks that they're not going to touch. They're not going to touch Kyler Murray with a 5'10" and an eighth of an inch pole.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. But the two options at 10 are probably Daniel Jones out of Duke and then the guy that seems most likely, which is Drew Lock.
Boring. Sounds fucking boring to me, Will. Daniel Jones. Might as well be Daniel Jeremiah. I don't give a shit. I don't want Drew Lock. I don't want Daniel Jones. I don't want any quarterback who isn't sexy. And right now, the only quarterbacks that are sexy are Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins, and that's it.
See, okay, well, I think if you're going to take a quarterback and you're set on taking a quarterback this year, you might as well trade up and get Dwayne Haskins because I think he's the best one. And if you're going to get a quarterback, history dictates that if you're waiting until after the top five, you might as well wait until like round three or four because there's no difference.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's true. I think, I don't know, like, is it just me or does this free agency period and the draft itself, it feels like it's the least certain in terms of what teams are going to do.
Like, yeah, there's.
And a big part of that's because, like, there's all this mystery around the Arizona Cardinals and what they're going to do with the first pick. Maybe right. They take Kyler Murray. Maybe they trade Josh Rosen. Maybe that's all just smoke screens and they just go with Nick Bosa like, you know, everybody thought before this happened. The Broncos aren't revealing that they're interested, like, in any of these quarterbacks. And then there's no, like, outside of the Giants, there's not a big need for a quarterback in that top 10 outside of Arizona, if any of that's true. Like, and right. Then Antonio Brown and the trade stuff there, I think once that happens, like, that, like, so much of what can be determined in the draft can only be determined after free agency. And all of it seems kind of up in the air right yes. now. Like, I don't even know what the Broncos are really going to do in free agency because I don't know how much money they're actually going to have yet. It could
yeah, be again, that goes back to
$15 and $40 million. Like, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I will say this though. The Jacksonville Jaguars are probably going to end up with Nick Foles by the time free agency starts.
Which, that might be the most certain thing.
Yeah, that takes another team off the list for quarterbacks. But you've got teams like the Dolphins and the Redskins who – the Dolphins, they have a quarterback. I think they are going to want to upgrade. It's not like a position of like absolute dire need like it is for Washington. Because their quarterback, his leg fell off of his body last year. And they just need someone with two legs to come in and play quarterback that's not Mark Sanchez.
Or Colt McCoy.
Yeah, right. Or Josh Johnson.
Didn't Colt McCoy break his leg too?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I know. it's a storied tradition among Washington Redskin quarterbacks to just have your legs snapped in half like a chicken bone.
That's what happens when
I'd be afraid to
stadium yeah. on an ancient Indian burial ground, Will.
And also piss off.
And then refuse to change your racist name.
Yeah, and piss off the living ones, too.
Yeah. Basically, Daniel Snyder, don't ever play for him if you're a quarterback. Or even before. I don't know who owned the team when Theismann broke his leg. I think the Hogs owned it back then.
Collectively. Yeah. Congress owned it, I believe.
Oh, that'd be so cool. That team would get so much illegal money funded into it.
It'd also just never get anything done.
Yeah. It's just a microcosm of the world we live in.
Pretty much. Yeah. Totally lost my train of thought there.
Sorry. I really, I took you off on a tangent. Oh, you're talking about the Dolphins in Washington yeah. and their quarterbacks and they right. might need one. Where do they pick? Where do those two teams pick?
That's a good question. You might have to look that up.
I'll look up draft order while you talk with your words.
Right. So the one of the big potential destinations for Rosen, assuming that the Cardinals are telling the truth, but that would probably be the Redskins. That would make the most sense. If I was Josh Rosen, I'd be fearful, fearful for both of my legs. If I were Washington, I'd take him for probably a second round pick. I don't know if I'd spend a first on Josh Rosen.
No, I think people are saying the Cardinals might only be able to get a third for a Rosen.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's tough because he was the 10th overall pick last year. And I think they basically devalued him by putting him in such a shitty situation that he didn't really show anything like he's not capable of playing at an NFL level, because they were very capable moments for him last year. And there are moments where he just dropped back, and as soon as the ball touched his hands, three defenders would be sacking him at one instant. So it's really tough to tell.
Yeah.
Whether Josh Rosen is scarred for life or he just had a terrible season with one of the worst teams in recent memory.
Yeah, but also Steve Keim, like, you take him out for a few drinks, like, you can probably get Josh Rosen for a fourth round. Good
point. Yeah. I think that's fair. It's their own fault for taking a quarterback and, like, not putting him in the opportunity to succeed.
Yeah, Rosen was put in a terrible situation. But
he was.
Look, the reason maybe the Broncos can take Josh Rosen from Arizona, if that's even a real thing, is because they do have Case Keenum. And yes. if the Cardinals are going to draft a guy like Kyler Murray, then Case Keenum is an excellent backup quarterback to have, or even a guy who you can start a couple games if you don't think Kyler Murray's ready, but you would be stupid not to do that. So you could trade them Case Keenum and, say, a third or fourth rounder for Josh Rosen, and then at least you're getting a player and a draft pick to make you feel properly compensated for the quarterback that you used the 10th overall pick on last year.
Right.
But then everybody's like, yeah, but John Elway is so conservative and Josh Rosen's a liberal and that would never work. If that were an actual thing, if that is actually
The Broncos would have
John Elway's mind, he should be fucking fired tomorrow.
Yeah, the Broncos would have like Derek Wolfe and no one else on their team.
Yeah, like that would make John Elway one of the dumbest GMs in the world if that was the reason he didn't want to bring in Josh Rosen. Yeah. Now he might just not think Josh Rosen's a good quarterback and that's fine, but
or he might just like not like his like demeanor or his attitude or his leadership.
Right. And that's
one thing I don't think is tied to his politics.
The Patriots liked Josh Rosen as a quarterback, but not his attitude as a person. And I read that somewhere today. So, you know,
figures.
Possible evaluation. But after you showed me that AP history video of Josh Rosen, I don't know how anybody could not like him. Oh, what? You got a problem with him thinking his comedy works just because it's him and he thinks it's cute? That video reminded me of...
What do you think he got on that video?
He got an A. That video reminded me of like 90% of every video project I did in high school.
Yeah.
Because all you had to do is like, if you took the initiative to make a video, you get an A.
Edit it?
Yeah, teacher's like, oh, look at the effort he put in that. The content could be garbage, which it always is for high school.
Yeah, kids. I don't think he like said anything like particularly, revelatory in that video. I think he's like, oh, you know, money makes the world go round. Look how woke I am.
Yeah. Then he said some stuff about
Bush,
you know, going into Iraq for the oil and the WMDs.
Weapons of mass destruction.
WMDs.
Yeah. Funny enough, I watched something last night on the CNN show, the 2000s, about that. Yeah. Doesn't it feel a little early to be making a documentary about the 2000s?
Yeah.
Shouldn't we wait like another year?
Yeah. I mean, it felt too early for them to do, what's the NFL, when they highlight like a player?
Top 100?
No. When they do like the whole thing, A Football Life.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause it's like, you know, we're doing A Football Life about like RG3. It's like, oh, he's 29 years old.
Yeah, like I want the person to
I want him dead.
Exactly.
They need to be dead.
Remember who they did and I was like, wait, they're doing him?
And if you need to kill people to make sure you have a season's worth of football life, I'm okay with that.
That's right.
Strike that from the record, actually.
Oh, you don't want
if anybody passes away in the next week or so.
They're on season 8 of that shit. Like, I don't need A Football Life on Chris Collinsworth.
No.
Or Tony Romo. I don't need Tony Romo's football life.
No, okay, yeah, the Carson Palmer football life was the lamest football life.
Carson Palmer.
It's like, because usually it's like interesting. Like, you know, it's like, oh, I grew up in the world, like, I grew up in a terrible neighborhood. It's like Carson Palmer was rich and he went to USC and then he like tore his ACL.
Yeah.
It's like, that's it. That's all the adversity. It's like he played with the Bengals. That sucks, I guess.
Yeah, and Larry Fitzgerald, his was probably good, but
yeah,
I think you got to be out of the league.
I'd agree.
I think
agree.
That needs to be the rule.
Yes.
But
definitely.
I'm a disciplined person who lives his life by strict rules.
I also think, last note on this, but I think they should wait like at least 10 years to do the America's game for the Super Bowl champions. Like, I think we should just be doing like the Saints one now.
That would be because, cool. Like,
people have like so many stories that they don't want to tell like while they're still on the team.
No, that's true. After. Yeah, that's it. Like, I remember when those came out and watching the Broncos, and I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. And then they just started doing it like a week after the Super Bowl ends, like, oh, the Patriots football life from 2018 season. Like, we remember it.
It's like Mark Schlereth wasn't playing anymore. Like, he's fine, like, telling you that he peed his pants on the field.
Yeah.
And whatever. It's like, they're, you know, like, the Broncos – I was excited for the Broncos America's game, and it was just like – the only cool part was that it was narrated by Trey Parker. Everything else, it's like, oh, I just, like, lived through this season. Like, I want to – you know, I'd rather wait, a decade. And we get some good stories from like Von Miller and
And you like Marcus you drink Ware. Out like you drink out the memories, so you've forgotten them.
Yes,
and you re-remember them.
Correct.
It's why like
watching, it's like watching it like, all over again. Yeah,
rewatching Breaking Bad right now. I remember about 6% of that show.
That's how I feel about Mad Men, and I didn't watch Mad Men that long ago. It was like maybe 3 years.
Yeah, it's probably the same with Mad Men for me. And it's probably what I'll watch after Breaking Bad.
And yeah, I'll watch Breaking Bad. We'll just switch and like we'll compare notes.
And then we'll just do a show about old great AMC television series. And it'll be what happened to AMC. and all of my YouTube subscribers will disappear.
AMC, more like RIP. Thank you.
Classic.
All right. One thing on the draft I just want to say really quickly.
Okay, good.
Do we need two Boses? Do we need another one? Really?
No.
I don't think so. I think one's enough.
Oh, we want another elite player who's only going to be healthy half the time? Sure, yeah. Maybe between both of them, they can finish a season. Healthy.
Nice.
Boom. Oh, here's a question. Real question. Jason Verrett, going to be a free agent probably. You take a chance on him?
It depends on the cost. It feels like you got a joke for this one.
No, it feels like I don't.
If you put him and Bosa together, that's a full season worth of production for sure.
Verrett's played 5 games in the last 4 years.
Yeah, but those 5 games were really good.
But he's like, you might be the best corner to never play.
Yeah, let's get him and Tyler Eifert. Tyler Eifert would be... Yeah, no, Tyler Eifert would be up there with Gronk right now if he just played every single game.
The Broncos might take Tyler Eifert. They love nothing more than picking injured tight ends.
Yes. Yep. No, then we can have him, Jake Butt, and then Troy Fumagalli all like standing there in street clothes on the sideline.
On the IR.
While, while Brian Parker catches his 10th pass of the game.
Oh, Brian Parker.
Yeah.
Tyler
Eifert, it was funny though, because like you said, like, I don't get it. It's like they've all been freak injuries. It's like, okay, well, either you're injury prone or you're just the unluckiest person to ever walk the earth. I don't know which is worse.
Yeah. I don't know. They've all been bad leg injuries, right?
I feel the last one, I don't know if you watched the last one live, but I saw it live on Red Zone. And it was up there with, like, Alex Smith. And
that's what he snapped Hurts. His leg in half, right? Or his ankle?
Yes. Yeah, it was his ankle, I think. But that was just thoroughly disgusting.
Yeah, I feel like he's torn his legs up so many times that he just puts his legs in bad positions. I'm going to blame him for his injuries.
He should be able to, like, replace his legs and then just have, like, the Blade Runner legs.
Oh, shit.
Just, like, the Oscar Pistorius legs without the murder. And he'll just, like, jump on these, like, springy legs and, like, be able to catch passes at, like, 15 feet. He'll be, like, he'll be the best tight end maybe ever after that.
He just needs a cyborg lower half, right?
Yeah, you try to, like, wrap him up by his ankles. There you go. He doesn't have any ankles.
The question is it, like, Terminator or are we past that and it's, like, T-1000 liquid metal?
Oh, it's liquid. Yeah.
Yeah, because liquid, it heals instantly, so he'll never have to miss a play. Even the Terminator's legs, like, you need, like, a pit crew there to repair it in case something happened.
Yeah, if he keeps playing, he's going to end up like the Black Knight from Monty Python, just hopping around without any arms or legs. Still catch, like, 20 passes a year.
I didn't watch Monty Python.
You've never seen it?
That's tough. Never did it. You watch Game of Thrones, I'll watch Monty Python.
That's not a good comparison. Monty Python's like 90 minutes. That's like one episode of Game of Thrones.
One and a half?
I'm pretty sure the new ones are like all like two
hours.
There's
a bunch of Monty Pythons.
No, the movie, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I haven't seen
like the TV show.
Never did it.
I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix or like Amazon or Hulu or one of those.
But, let's do the free agents, the big swingers.
Let's do it. All right, so I've got a list of 10 free agents, and I want you to tell me, and I'll give you my answer too. Where do you want, not where do you predict, because – we don't know, and if the listeners want to want a good solid source prediction, you're simply in the wrong spot. Let's We're gonna tell you where one. We want
where yeah. we want them to go because we didn't take the time to research where they would be the best fit, and we have no connections onto leads to where they might actually go.
Yes, correct.
Cool.
Le'Veon Bell. Where do you want Le'Veon
New
Bell?
New England Patriots, 100%.
Why?
Just kidding. They would be too good with Le'Veon Bell. I want him to go to the Colts. It's been rumored that he might go to the Colts. They have the money to do it. And I want to see Andrew Luck win some playoff games and get to the Super Bowl so that the Patriots don't.
I don't want him to fuck up, like, because they have a lot of cap space, the Colts. And I want them to be able to just, like, sign a few good guys and not, like, be –
They have over 100. They can sign him and five more guys.
Yeah, but I think whoever signs Bell is going to regret it eventually.
Maybe.
Maybe not in like 1 year, but like
we're two talking about where we want to see him to see him go. We're not.
All right. Okay. All right. No. Okay.
Have some
fun. I say the Jets because I don't think they're going to be good anyway.
So you just want to see him fail? Is what you're saying?
I don't want to see him fail. Well, no, I don't want to see him fail. I think it seems inevitable. I'm here to see it.
Okay. If you're going to say the Jets, I think he would be fun to watch in Buffalo.
Nobody's fun to watch in Buffalo.
Josh Allen was fun to watch, and he
– No, he wasn't.
Only thing he did well was run the ball.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
With a guy like that, a guy who is unreliable as a passer, getting Le'Veon Bell, that would be fun. Bill's got a good defense. I think you're wrong. Next take. Next
play. Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, where do I want Bridgie to go? Interesting.
We have no idea. The thing is, we have no idea how good he is.
No, he's a mystery.
Yeah, because he played well in the preseason with the Jets, and then he got a full game in week 17 with the Saints, and they almost got shut out, I think, with him. Maybe they did. I don't know. But he was very bad.
I would like to see him go somewhere where he would have a chance to start. Maybe the Titans.
I don't think he's going to start with the Titans.
No, I think Mariota will get hurt, though, and I think he will start.
That's a good point. I said the Dolphins.
That's a better answer.
Have a chance to start there.
That's a better answer.
Landon Collins. By the way, you only get one
Broncos.
Yeah. It's be a little too easy.
Okay, then I'm going to use that one for Landon Collins.
All right, all right. I'm going to put Landon Collins on the Falcons.
Oh, yeah. They went through a lot of safeties, right?
Yeah. Getting, I think him and Keanu Neal in the same secondary would be pretty goddamn terrifying. I don't know if they really play the same position, but.
Don't care. They're safeties. Do whatever you want with them. Dan Quinn's, he'd be good with Dan Quinn.
Yep. Trey Flowers.
I don't want to see him go here. I think he would be good in Kansas City because they're going to let Justin Houston go.
Okay, here's the thing with Kansas City. They're going to have to sign Patrick Mahomes to, a $45 million contract by the time it's time for him to sign. And they're going to pay Tyreek Hill, record wide receiver money, too. That's not me conjecturing, too. They're
in talks. They're going to have to pay those dudes.
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to have money for anything.
I think Trey Flowers, put him in San Francisco.
Okay.
They can use a pass rusher.
Probably takes – yeah. They only spent their last fucking three first-round picks on pass rushers. And they're probably going to get Bosa, too, this year. That'll be awesome. Or like Quinnen Williams. Okay, I said Trey Flowers to the Packers, so I want the Packers to be good again and make the playoffs.
Do you think the Patriots are stupid for not franchise tagging Trey Flowers?
I think it'd be stupid to get rid of Trent Brown more than Trey Flowers.
I think Trey Flowers is a better player than Trent Brown.
I think Trent Brown's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
It's hard to find pretty good left tackles.
Not when your quarterback gets rid of the ball in 2 seconds.
That's a fair point.
And the rest of the Patriots' offensive line is pretty good. I felt like the difference on the Patriots' defense this year was that between Trey Flowers and Lawrence Guy, they had a consistent pass rush. But
Flowers Guy. The terrifying combination of Flowers Guy.
Flowers Guy.
I'm a Flowers Guy, and I'm here to sack you. So I'm putting him on the Packers.
All right, fine.
Tyrann Mathieu.
Back to the Cardinals, baby.
Back to the Cardinals. I thought about that too. But I'm going to put him on the Baltimore Ravens. He feels like a Raven to me.
Oh, that's a good call.
And they just got rid of Weddle, so.
I like that.
Anthony Barr. Anthony Barr.
Mm.
This one was kind of lame. I didn't really care about this.
Is he an outside linebacker? Or is
he is. Yes, he's outside linebacker.
Outside linebacker.
4-3 outside linebacker.
Feels like he's going to go to the Cowboys.
Okay. I think
he'll I didn't think about any of these. I was too busy finishing my video today.
I'll put him on the Giants. I think he's a good fit with the Giants. I skipped one, though. Earl Thomas.
Oh, Earl the Pearl, baby. Send him to the Lions.
Okay, sure, why not? They're getting rid of Glover Quinn, too.
Yeah, they're getting rid of their safety because they don't want to pay him, so pay this guy more.
Defense is going to go with a no safety approach from now on.
Earl Thomas's attitude would obviously be a great fit with Matt Patricia.
Is the safety position being blackballed by the NFL?
I think so.
My column. I'm going to put him on the Cowboys, like I said earlier, because he's past his prime and he's going to cost too much money. And the Cowboys are like
– Cowboys said they ain't paying for
him. That's our ideal free agent.
Cowboys said they ain't paying for him.
They'll change their tune.
Maybe the Bears. Put him in the Chicago.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Fuck it. CJ Mosley.
Yeah, the Raiders could really use him, but I'm not going to give the Raiders a good player like that.
He didn't like my dog. Didn't like that pick.
No, he did not. You go first.
I'm using my Broncos pick on CJ Mosley.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Use him a lot.
Put him on the Birmingham Iron.
Okay. They don't need it. They're 3-1.
Yeah, but imagine how good their defense would be with CJ Mosley.
They should get someone who can throw a touchdown pass.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what they should get. All right, Tevin Coleman.
Ooh, I would love him to pair with on the Broncos if they didn't already have Philip Lindsay.
Yeah.
Because I really like Tevin Coleman, but they're similar. A team that could use Tevin Coleman services.
I'm going to have to let my dog out really quick.
Yeah, he's
going to bark through this whole podcast. Bark.
Do it.
You happy?
Oh, I know. I know where I want Tevin Coleman, where I think he would be good. Houston Texans.
Okay, I actually thought about that too. I'm going to put Tevin Coleman, though, on the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, he's the guy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think he is younger than – so he's younger than Bell and costs a lot less and can do semi-similar things. Not as good, but I don't think they need Le'Veon Bell on that team. I think Coleman would do enough to bring their offense up a notch, even though it was already pretty good. Finally, Ndamukong Suh.
I think the Broncos could use him on their defensive line. But I already used my Broncos pick.
Play by the rules, sir.
Already used it. I think oddly, I could see him landing in New England. He's, I don't know why, but I could just see that. Maybe. But he would be best suited to play for the Seattle Seahawks.
I think he's the perfect Washington Redskins free agent. I think they could pay him like 5 years, $85 million. He just like immediately stops working out, eats nothing but fast food.
So you're saying he's going to Albert Haynesworth the Skins?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yep. He seems like the perfect successor to Albert Haynesworth.
Haynesworthonian.
Fall down on the field, not even make an attempt to get back up.
I could see that. You know, actually, the Chargers could use a guy like him.
Yeah, they could.
Their defensive line was not a strength of that team.
Yeah, it's fucking Joey Bosa didn't play for, until like the last four games.
Yeah.
That's not true. It didn't take that long.
Brandon Mebane's on his last games. I think Corey Legit got hurt.
Yep.
They could use better defensive line play. But again, I'm not giving them to a rival.
Yeah, no, exactly what they need to finally get to the Patriots is the guy that couldn't get to the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Nobody can get to the Patriots except the Eagles.
Yes. Yeah, Nick Foles.
Nick Foles.
Might be the Jags' year. We might be jagging off with Big Dick Nick.
Do you think people are not still not sold on Nick Foles? Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think it's fair to not be sold on him on a team that's not the Eagles. Because to be fair, he was very bad on every team that wasn't the Eagles.
You can't say he was bad on the Chiefs.
It's fair.
He was, I believe, 1-0 there.
You got me.
1-0. I don't know. I think there's a formula how to use Nick Foles, play to his strengths. I think if
you I just don't know if they have a great system. Who knows? Because they fired Nathaniel Hackett, their OC, in the middle of the season, I believe. So they've got a whole new system that they're going to install there.
In Jacksonville?
Who knows what that's going to look like? Yeah. A whole new Blake Bortles-less system. Who knows? Right. They could have had, like, the next, evolution of the Bill Walsh offense. It's just that their quarterback is Blake Bortles, so they'll never get to see it, you know, at full potential.
I was listening to I think it was NFL Network, and they were talking about how the Jags built their offense around Leonard Fournette, and that's slightly true, but I think their offense performed best when Leonard Fournette was performing well, right? But if you're a coach and any part of you says, I'm building our offense around one single running back, you shouldn't be coaching in the NFL.
I agree. Yeah, no.
That's beyond.
Especially running back gets hurt and, like, people were, like, thinking about trading, like, halfway through this.
If your offense can only succeed when your running back's playing well, you don't have – an offense.
Yeah, it might not be an offense.
That's like the easiest thing to take out of a game is a running.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you know, well, all right, we'll just put 8 men in the box.
Yeah, okay.
Offense over. Officially done.
I don't know.
And that's pretty much what they did.
I could fucking
Where do you think
coach.
Blake Bortles is going to go?
Buffalo? I don't know.
Buffalo? I've heard Buffalo. I've heard New England. I think he'll probably go to L.A.
The Rams?
Oh, no, the Chargers.
Interesting.
Yeah, it could be Phil Rivers' backup.
In case Rivers gets hurt? Yeah, wherever he goes, he needs to be a backup.
He's not going to get hurt. He's going to be – yeah, I think he's a perfect fit on a team where he can be the backup and look good, but the starter just never even, you know, considers getting hurt. Like, Rivers – or Brady, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see any of those things. All right, we're fading. Browns released Jamie Collins today. I thought that was interesting.
Very. Leading tackler last year.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, for the Browns.
Wow.
Wow. Shouldn't have given up those two touchdowns to Owen Daniels. What happens?
No shit.
You get released by the Browns somehow.
Somehow that comes back to haunt you, Owen Daniels.
It sure does.
All right, well, we'll be back next week, most likely. And free agency shit will have already started to happen. So we'll know a lot more. It'll be less guessing and more like, okay, maybe.
More telling. More telling.
More telling. Less
spelling.
Bullshit. All right. Thanks for watching That's Good Sports Podcast. Bye. Listening to it. Bye.
Adios.